Next patient is Michael, MICHAELGIRODS, 629-62. Today's 12:14. Michael is a 61-year-old, rather obese white gentleman with history of anemia, coronary artery disease, status post night stent placement, history of CHF, cardiomyopathy. He's not a candidate for open heart surgery because of the condition of his heart, anemia. He wears a diaper. He's not able to get out of bed. He's total ADL dependent, bowel and bladder incontinent. He has severe weakness of his lower extremity because of a quadricep tendon tear on his right knee and the ACL tear on his left knee, some which have been surgically repaired, but even then he's no longer able to stand up and has not stood up for some time. Patient has a Hoyer lift and a Foley catheter in his room, period. Allergy, penicillin, and cephalosporin. Medication list dictated separately. Surgery, knee surgery, wound care requiring the debridement, stage 4, left sacrum, stage 2, right hip, and stage 3, both buttocks, right and left side. Social, he used to be a salesman. He didn't smoke, he didn't drink. He lives in a group home now. He has no kids, he's single. Again, has not been a heavy smoker or drinker in the past. Review of system, decreased appetite, decreased weight because of poor dentition, because and his cardiac disease, anemia because of his intake. He has protein-calorie malnutrition, hence the reason for the decubitus ulcers that was mentioned. He's weak, generalized weakness. He speaks short. He speaks a few words at a time. Then he tries to catch his breath laying still. His bed is at 45 degrees because of his end-stage heart disease. And family history, mom died of lung cancer, dad died of liver disease because of alcoholism. On the exam, his blood pressure recorded at 140 over 80, pulse is 82, respiration is 18, and febrile. Heart positive, some positive still with ectopics, lungs, bronchi, rals, abdomen obese, cannot rule out ascites. Most likely he does have large ascites in his abdomen. He's laying flat, Foley catheter is present. Again, there's a Hoyer lift over the bed. Muscle wasting, severe lower extremity, status post evidence of knee surgery bilaterally, neurological, generalized weakness, but no lateralizing symptoms. He's not able to move his extremities. Skin shows the pasty. It is pasty and pale. He appears anemic. Assessment, here we have a 61-year-old gentleman with the end-stage heart disease, status post 9 stents, CHF, coronary artery disease, not a candidate for bypass surgery, on aspirin, Plavix, and a beta blocker. Patient is now has been bedbound for some time because of his severe cardiac disease and his failed knee surgeries, both the ACL on the left side and a quadricep tendon repair on the right side. He has ascites because of right-sided heart failure. Because of right-sided heart failure and cryptogenic cirrhosis. He has severe poor dentition, protein-calorie malnutrition, total ADL dependent. He requires to stay in a nurse in a group home to be able to care for him. Patient is a candidate for oxygen. We'll check O2 saturation. But overall prognosis is quite poor for Michael. And he realizes that as well. Thank you.